KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A local NPO says more rape cases still go unreported in KZN.
We know that some of the police stations that we were closely with, like Places Lay in Pietermaritzburg area and Mountain Rise, are always actually having high cases of rape. And we have alluded to December being the month that had a high number of rape. For us, it's actually very common.
Yesterday, Police Minister Senzo Mchunu announced the crime stats for the third quarter of the 2024-25 financial year. KZN recorded an increase in rape cases, with over 140 reported in December alone. Lifeline and Rape Crisis Pietermaritzburg's Sinikiwe Biela says more community education is needed around the subject of reporting sexual abuse.
In most cases, community members, they are aware that so-and-so is actually known to be a rapist because they fear for their safety. And it's something that I think Department of Justice, including NPA, they really need to educate communities about the importance of reporting and what government have out there that will protect them should they become state witnesses.
The KZN government says it's too early to declare the damage caused in areas south of Durban as a disaster. This week, heavy rains destroyed homes, bridges, roads and washed away graves near Amanzimtoti and other parts of the province. At least 7 people died and a total of 167 people were affected. Human Settlements MEC Sboniso Duma urged communities to consider advice about areas that are disaster prone seriously.
I think our people must just be mindful of those issues, that when we get this, it's a reality. We are told that the family, at least there are those who survived. We just want to thank God for those. But I'm sure we are amicable to the issue that if we are told that in the future you must consider moving your house, please do that, because it is not going to be easier.
Russian President Vladimir Putin will not attend the 2025 G20 summit in South Africa as previously anticipated. The decision follows a pending arrest warrant issued by the International Criminal Court over alleged war crimes. South Africa, a signatory to the ICC's Rome Statute, maintains neutrality in the Russia-Ukraine war but continues ties with Moscow. Putin previously skipped the 2023 BRICS summit in Johannesburg due to similar legal concerns. Back home, there is a yellow level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms over the southwestern parts of KZN today. Durban and Ladysmith, a high of 30 degrees, Richards Bay 31, Pietermaritzburg, Ulundi and Newcastle 29, Margate 27, Moy River 26, Underberg 24 and Gokstad 23. In Durban, sunset is at 26 minutes to 7. For the Newswatch team, I'm Gnoguhle Malinga.